Don't be like other podcasters. Some podcasters out there, it's like they don't have any direction on where they're going with their show. And it actually messes up what's happening with their listener. Their listener doesn't learn anything.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It's your podcast coach, Adam Adams. And today, what we're talking about on this episode is helping you make sure that you have a framework to allow for your listener to actually learn something. Too many podcasters out there, they come to the table basically unprepared, unorganized, and or they're organized. But when they start the podcast, it's as if you don't know where they're going to go. You have no idea. They don't tell you ahead of time. And during the thing, yes, you will learn the thing. And then at the end, you forget what you even learned. You are thinking, wait, what did I get from this podcast? And that's why we use a three-part framework. What is the three-part framework? It is tell them what you're going to tell them. That's number one. And then tell them. That's the easy part. That's the part you're already getting right, is you're telling them. And number three is tell them what you told them. Again, the three-part framework is to start off by letting the listener know what this episode is going to be about. And then you teach them the thing. And after that, you wrap it up summarizing what they just learned. In the tell them what you're going to tell them, you want to incite some curiosity. You want to get them excited. You want to be thinking of, who's my real avatar, or who's my real listener? Who's that person on the other end of the headset that I really want to add value to? What are they going through? What do they need? How would I be able to give them something that can benefit them? And you start out by getting their attention, letting them know that, hey, this episode is for you. So you tell them what you're going to tell them. You give them an idea. You say, hey, this is a three-part framework so you don't mess up your episodes anymore. And then you tell them. You might give a story. You might be able to share something. And I'm getting into that story right now. So today I was listening to an episode that was raw for one of my clients. It's a client of four women, very successful, doing things, exciting. It's awesome. They have this masterclass. And I go to listen to this masterclass, and they did two of the parts right, but they didn't do the third part right. In the beginning, they said, this is going to be a masterclass about blank. They talked to the listener. They let them know, hey, this is what you're going to get. And then they did give, and they did deliver, and they did use stories that were important. And then the problem was that you get to the end of the episode, and they just say, thanks for listening. Goodbye. So here's the point. When I heard thanks for listening, goodbye, I was like, wait a second. What did I learn? What was that whole episode about? It could be my ADD, but your listener has ADD too. I'm thinking to myself, what was it? What was the three parts? I can't remember. I didn't write it down. They kept saying, I'm taking notes. Everything you're giving is gold. But she didn't deliver those notes back to the listener. She didn't go back and say, this is what I got. In my notes, I heard you say this, this, and this. That was your three things. And wrap it up at the end. If you think about the listener that you want to benefit, your avatar, who could actually be a potential client for you, if you're thinking about that person right now, and you say, hey, this is what you're going to get, and they get excited, and then you deliver it, and they get value, but then you don't wrap it up and sum it up, he or she is going to forget what they learned, and they're going to leave that podcast confused. And so you wrap it up by telling them what you told them. And that's where I'm getting to right now. And another benefit is if you deliver, if you tell them what you told them, then they trust you. Then they know that they can hire you, they can work with you, because you do what you say you're going to do. And so at the end of this episode, as I wrap it up, I'm going to remind you that there is a three-part framework that you need. What it's going to do is it's going to start by getting their attention, by telling them what you're going to tell them. And then it's going to tell them by giving them story, something memorable, like the story of my clients. the four women. And then you're going to wrap it up at the end and say, in this episode, it was great because we learned that you got to start by hooking them, then you got to deliver it, and then you got to prove that you delivered it by summing it all up. And that's the three-part framework to make sure that your listener stays engaged. And at the end, they remember what they learned. And because you did such a good job at doing the three-part framework, they're going to trust you more and hire you. I'll see you for more great content on the next episode. Don't go away.
You know, I really don't say this nearly enough. I don't mention this and I feel horrible because it's a great resource for you to be able to take your podcast to the next level. And it's simply a free resource that I don't need your email or anything. It's just a podcasting course that I created that is ended up putting in the very first six episodes of this podcast. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely going to want to just check out those first six episodes, see how they can help you improve your podcast, get in front of more people, and have a better result where you're making more money through the podcast, etc. So much can happen after you listen through episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So if you haven't done it, go do it now. And by the way, if you're subscribed, you'll keep hearing more great content. So to those of you who are, I'll see you on the next episode.